Blog Talk Radio.
Many of us will not and does not listen to what our fathers say. Now, our next holiday or feast is September the 21st. It is called Rosh Hashanah, and that's where we will blow the shofar. The shofar is like a trumpet. I think that we should have a word of prayer right now. If you would excuse me for a moment as I put my books away that I read from. And then go into a word of prayer for to thank and praise God for waking us up this morning and every morning. Come on, let's say a prayer to our Father in heaven. It doesn't matter what anyone say about us having a prayer and then going into Sabbath school. And that's where I'm going to read to you from the Bible so you could know what it says. God told me in a dream around 1981 or 82 to feed his sheep. And with that dream, he was showing me dead babies. They were being piled up, high, tall as a mountain. And they was like, shoot, shoot, shoot. They were coming off of a machine. Like, I said, God, if you don't do it for me, do it for the babies. And he said, he looked at me and he said to me again, feed my sheep. Well, at that time, I did not know that our Father came to us in a dream. And to tell us whatever he wants us to know. I read Numbers after I left our church. I read Numbers 12 and 6, where it says, I make myself known to him in a vision. Look it up, 12 and 6. Numbers, that's the Old Testament, chapter 12, verse 6. Now let's pray to our Heavenly Father. Father, I thank you this time for waking me up this morning and every morning, or every time that I may fall off to sleep. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Father, have mercy upon us black folk in America. We are here in America. President is telling another person, another president, if they send bombs too close to one of the countries that America has said or has something to do with, if that country sends a bomb over there, they are going to attack. So, Father, I'm asking you to have mercy upon us if that happens. I think that if North Korea sends over a bomb over to Guam, and then America attacks North Korea, I think China may be involved, will become involved. I don't know all of what the white folks are going to do, but I ask you to be the guide for us black people who has hair like yours that's described in the Bible, a book that we have that tells us about you. And I ask you to give me strength and the time to read all of what I'm supposed to for your to your people. Right now, my body has gotten sick. And it's just getting sick because I am getting old. I ask you to forgive me of all the sins that I have done knowingly and unknowingly, and to help save our people starting last night. No one should come up dead. Father, protect us, your children, from all the evil things that are in the world. I'm beginning to believe that, I hate to say it, but if it is true, I will say it, that white man is behind all the evil in the world. That is how he destroyed how he destroyed what your first country, well, not your first country, but your first people, and have mercy upon us. Father, and I ask that you protect us as you have always protect us in Detroit from natural and chemical disasters, as you have always done. Keep us from hurt, harm, and danger that you have done so far. I say that prayer in Jesus' name, also known as Jah. I thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, I must let you sheep know who I am, and I hope that nothing happens to me because I have said that I think the white men, they are the devil. They're doing things to hurt people, and they have a nasty attitude about whatever it is they done. They want to rule over us. And this young man versus the old man is selling. The old man is in our country, America. And the young man is from North Korea. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. In Exodus, you'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself, then you'll know. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Well, people has always had problems in getting your words out, Jesus. Help us stop it. Stop them from stopping us. Now, I've always had problems with speaking in public or before anyone. I thank you for me being able to do what I do for you, and that's obeying your words. You told me to feed your sheep, and that's what I'm doing, even though I did not want to do it. But I summoned up the courage. You gave me the courage to do what I do, and I thank you. And this is no joke. I'm sincere about telling you to have your pen and paper and pencil just in case I say something or say a scripture that you might want to hear. Now, I know that I want you to read Psalms 83. I want all of you to read Psalms 83. And I know that many of you will not want to and don't want to when you have the ability to do so. You should, when you have that ability. And you will know that they attacked our country. That is, the Jews are over there now. And they are saying they are Jews, and they are not. They are, those are actually the children of Israel, of the children of Satan. That's what my Bible tells me in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and in chapter 3 of Revelation, verse 9. You look that up and read it for yourselves. I will not tell you a lie when I'm talking to God. I'm telling you the truth, and that's the truth, what I have read. It's Revelation. I want you to read all of that in Revelation chapter 2 and 9, and in Revelation chapter 3 and 9. You know, it's important that you do. And listen to my first tape that I gave on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you can hear it concisely or hear it, what I said, because in that, when Jesus told me to feed his sheep, when I had that dream, there was one person said, to him, I told you she was from Laodicea. And I said, Laodicea? But I didn't care. And I remembered what he said. I said, I'm going to write this down. But I kept climbing over the mountain to get up top of the mountain and look down and back over the mountain that I had climbed, where I could see Jesus, who had told me at that time to feed his sheep. It's important that you listen to that, and you'll know that he told me that. And I read upon the Laodiceans, and there it is true. I had never heard that in church. And I used to go every day, every Sunday. I don't care how I felt, I was in church on Sundays because I loved my pastor and I believed in what he had told me. But I am telling you, sheep, to read Psalms 83, and it will tell you what happened to us. It will tell you how Edom and the Ishmaelites and how Moab and the Hagarenes, Gabal and Ammon and the Maliks, the Philistines, all those people attacked us. They wanted Israel, God's country, but they will not have God's country. That's our country, and whoever he places over there. After this war may start, and I'm thinking that a war may start because people are talking. Now, it says here, we are supposed to go to Acts 24, but I read that last week to the sheep. So here I am. I'm going to start at Acts 25, and I'm going to read that until I can. And I want you sheep to know who are listening that I have lost a lot of weight and been sick. I have had one thing after another, and I am not feeling well. I feel okay, but I felt so bad this week. I said to myself, I'm going to rest a while, and I'm not going to be on Blog Talk Radio, but as long as God gives me breath, I think I am. It's just that I'm not going to be here on the Sabbath day, but God's word, I'm going to try to read or be in help enough to read to you all of the Bible that I have not read to you. So let us go to Acts chapter 25, and I will start reading. And I want you all to read with me as soon as I take a sip of water. I mean, if it's not one thing, it's always something. Let's read. Now, when Festus was come into the province, after 3 days he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. And hold on, I hear my machine. When I say machine, I'm talking about my, computer. It just made a sound that it should not make. Let's read chapter 25, verse 2. Then the high priest and the chief priest of the Jews informed him, Paul, and brought him. Verse 3, and desired favors against him. And he sent for him to Jerusalem, laying in wait in the way to kill him. That's why I want you to read the Bible for yourselves. You will not be dumb. You will be smart as to knowing what it is that God has said in the Bible. You should read it too. Verse 4 of Acts, chapter 25. But Festus answered Paul, answered that Paul should be kept in Caesarea, and that he himself would shortly depart thereafter. Verse 5, let them therefore, said he, which among you are able, go down with me and accuse this man, if there be any wickedness in him. And when he had tarried among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. Verse 7, and when he had come, the Jews which him came down from Jerusalem stood around about and laid many grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove, while he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor yet any Caesar, I have offended anything at all. Verse number 9, Festus, willing to do the Jews' pleading, answered, Paul, said nothing. Wilt thou go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of these things before me? Then Paul said, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat. Therefore I ought to be judged. To the Jews I have done nothing wrong, as thou very well knowest. Verse 11, For if I be offended or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse to die. But if there be done anything wherefore these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar. Then Festus, when he had conferred with council, answered, has thou appealed to Caesar? Unto Caesar thou shalt go. And after certain days that Agrippa said, Agrippa and Bernice, let me start reading verse number 13 again to you. I am in chapter 5, verse 13. After certain days, King Agrippa and Bernice came unto Caesarea to salute Festus. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul, calls unto the king, saying, there is a certain man left in bonds by Felix, about whom, when I am at Jerusalem, the chief priests and elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against them, to whom I answer, it is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that he which is accused to have the accusers face him and have license to answer for himself concerning the crimes laid against him. Therefore, when they were come hither without any delay, on tomorrow I set on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth, against whom, when the accusers stood up, they brought the accusations, such things as I supposed. Now, let me read to you chapter 17 again. Therefore, when they come hither without delay to tomorrow, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth, and whom he had, and the accusers stood up. They brought forth accusations of things as I suppose, but he that certain against him. Let me read verse 19 again. But had questions against him to their own suspicion, their own superstition, and of one Jesus, which was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive, and because I doubted so much manner of question, I asked him whether he would do, would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of the matter. But when Paul had appealed to be reserved unto hearing of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I might send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said unto Festus, I would also hear the man myself. Tomorrow, he said, would thou hear him? And on the morrow, King Agrippa said excuse me, when King Agrippa was come with Bernice with great pomp, was entered into a place of hearing with the chief priest, with the chief captain and principal men of the city. At Felix's commandment, Paul was brought forth. And Felix said, King Agrippa, all men which are here present with us, you shall see this man, about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with, both at Jerusalem and also here, crying that he ought not to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that he himself had appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him, of whom I have no certain thing to write, unto my Lord. Wherefore I have brought unto him before you, and especially before you, O King Agrippa, in that after examination that I might have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner not with a significant crime laid against him. And if I may, I have finished reading all of chapter 5, Acts chapter 5. And if I could do it, you can do it too. I tell you, I have 12 minutes to try to read chapter 26. Let me begin. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for yourself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before you, touching all the things wherefore I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know you to be expert in all the customs and questions which are among the Jews. Therefore, I beseech you to hear me patiently. Verse 4. My manner of life from my youth, which was the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, which at Jerusalem know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning. If they would testify, they would testify after the most straitest sects of our religion, I live a Pharisee. I know and I stand and I am judged in hope of the promise of God. Let me read verse 6 again. And now I stand and am judged in verse 6 again. Now I stand and judge for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes recently serving God day and night hope to come. There hope to come for hope's sake, King Agrippa. I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be brought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? Verily, verily, it says, verse 9 here says, I barely thought myself, and I ought to be doing my things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which things I also did in Jerusalem, and in many saints did I set up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And when I punished them oft in every synagogue and compelled them to be blasphemed, to being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities, whereupon I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest. At midday, O king, I saw the loss was a light from heaven, and the brightness of that light shining around about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen down, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying to me in Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? It is hard to kick against the prick. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and to witness to both of the things which thou hast seen, and other things in which I appear unto you, delivering you to the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send you, to go therefore, verse 18, it says, to open the eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan and unto them, that they might receive forgiveness and of sin and their inheritance among whom are satisfied by faith in the time faith that is in me. Wherefore, O King Agrippa, I did not disobedient have I heavenly vision. Let me read verse 19 unto you again. See, wherefore, O King Agrippa, have I not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and to them unto the Gentiles, that they should repent and know and turn unto God, and to do the works meet for their repentance, for the cause. Ooh, sounds like I heard someone sneakering. For these cause the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help from God, I continue to this day witnessing both to small and great, saying some people things, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. This Christ should suffer, and that, let me read verse 23 again, I'll start over, that Christ should suffer and should to first be, let me start verse 23 again, and Christ should suffer. Well, I'm going to stop here at verse 23 on chapter 26, and that's where I will pick up again. I need to have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, we sheep thank you and humble ourselves to you for watching over us while we sleep and protecting us always. We thank you for protecting us in our sleep. Remember, sheep, I will not be with you next week. I'm going to take a few weeks off to rest, and I will come back and finish verse 23 of chapter 26 with you all. I will not be with you next week. Remember, sheep, God loves you. loved you too, but God loved you more. And that's why I'm trying to be obedient to what He said.
Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
If you have doubt,
teach them.
Good, don't doubt them.
To love one another.
To think that
heaven might find a place in their heart. He won't let you down, and I know He loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He